Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Farmers and ranchers across the country expected to start the new year with a new farm bill, the all-important legislation setting agricultural policy for the next 5 years. As House and Senate negotiators worked feverishly at the turn of the year to come to a fiscal cliff deal, word leaked that the agriculture committees had finally come to an agreement on the long-awaited new farm bill. But the final fiscal cliff deal ditched new legislation and merely extended parts of the bill that expired in October. As Harvest Public Media's Jeremy Bernfeld found, the extension left many farmers frustrated.
It takes months for most crops to grow, and farmers are used to waiting. But many farmers and ranchers say they've waited too long for a comprehensive farm bill and are fed up with Congress.
Not surprised, but disappointed that they couldn't come together on something, and just leaving a lot of people kind of out there on a limb, not knowing what's going on.
That's Alfred Brandt, who runs a dairy farm near Lynn, Missouri. The farm bill is important to farmers like Brandt because it sets all kinds of subsidy payments, disaster relief programs, and conservation agendas. Farmers can't control much about their business, so they crave certainty about the aspects they can control. Without knowing what agriculture policy will look like next year, it's tough for them to make best practice planting decisions. It's hard for ranchers and dairy producers to decide just how big their herd should be. The farm bill is usually authorized for 5 years, but since Congress couldn't pass a new bill, it merely extended parts of the previous farm bill until the end of September, picking and choosing which programs to fund. That's 9 more months of short-term policy and 9 more months of uncertainty for farmers like Brandt.
We're just kind of left out here on a lurch. We don't really know which way we can turn.
Extending the farm bill also locks in another round of controversial direct payments. That means billions in government subsidies for some grain, cotton, and soybean farmers. Subsidies that even many of them don't think are necessary anymore. Ferd Hefner, with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, says merely extending the current farm bill hurts small local farmers.
The takeaway is that we're going backwards in time, getting rid of the programs that I think the general public and the consumers are demanding.
The extension hit dairy producers especially hard. Many say the safety net for them is outdated, and the new farm bill would have created a program to protect them against higher feed costs. Jerry Kozak heads the National Milk Producers Federation. He says last year's drought significantly raised the cost of feed, and that's chasing some dairy farmers out of business.
Whether it's dairy farming or producing Energizer batteries, no one can produce a product at a loss.
Kozak says dairy farmers looking for a new safety net are out of luck, at least until the extension expires at the end of September.
Of course we're frustrated. And in the interim, as dairy farm families exit the business while we're still debating it, it clearly is going to fall on the heads of those who fail to bring this up for a vote.
So even farmers, long known for their patience, are growing weary of waiting on Congress. Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.
Now, when Congress enacted that new farm bill, it cut virtually all the funding for organic agriculture programs, while retaining billions in subsidies that largely benefit conventional farms. That means it may get a little harder to find affordable organic products in the coming months. As Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress Swanson reports, that's not sitting well with organic farmers.
Not far from the banks of the Missouri River, farmer Liz Graznick shakes organic grain into stainless steel metal bins. Her 5 dozen chickens come running through melted snow for the feed. These chickens have been certified organic by the U.S. Department of Agriculture for the past 4 years, as have the vegetables grown here on Happy Hollow Farm in Jamestown, Missouri. But this year, Graznick says she may not be able to afford the fee she has to pay to get certified as organic.
My certification costs on an annual basis are close to $800. That would be really foolish of me to pay that and not get any cost share money back.
When she says cost share money, Graznick's talking about a USDA program that reimbursed farmers for some of their certification costs. It was an organic farm subsidy that, up until January, was funded by the Farm Bill. Congress couldn't come to an agreement on a new farm bill, so, as a stopgap measure, lawmakers extended parts of the bill that expired in September. The $22 million organic certification cost share program was one of many Congress chose to cut, but killing that subsidy will have a major impact. Last year, more than 9,300 certified organic operations took advantage of cost share funding. Now, Graznick and those other farmers will have to pay out of pocket if they want to continue to sell with the USDA organic seal.
It is important, but it's also $800, where I'm not making any money. It's really hard.
What would you be, say, spending that money on instead?
Electric bills. My mortgage payment for a month.
Without cost share, Graznick says she may not recertify her farm organic this year, even though she'll use the same organic practices. She doesn't think she'll lose her regular customers who buy directly from the farm or at the local farmer's market. But without the organic seal, Graznick does worry about losing future customers, and that could definitely hurt her bottom line. The cost share program wasn't the only organic program that didn't get its funding extended. Lawmakers cut $20 million worth of annual organic agriculture research and a $5 million program for organic data collection. With Washington's recent focus on belt tightening, it's no surprise that lawmakers cut farm bill programs. But after cutting virtually all the support for organic farmers, Congress didn't touch crop insurance or the direct payment program that pays $5 billion annually to farms that grow major commodity crops. Only a small percentage of organic farms qualify for these subsidies. Organic vegetable grower Dan Kibler says that makes him feel unfairly targeted.
It's like, why aren't we all just created equal? You know, that's what America's about. And so let's just do that, you know, in our policy. I don't want to have a battle with the big growers. You know, I don't want to deny them what they need, but I just want it to be fair.
There are more than 17,000 certified organic operations in the U.S., up from 7,000 a decade ago. With the number of total farmers declining nationwide, the growing organic sector represents a bright spot for rural America. Again, here's farmer Dan Kibler.
They hire people, they're purchasing things, they're making a living at it. And there's a big opportunity to revive and revitalize rural economies.
Cutting organic programs from the farm bill won't mean organic food disappears from grocery stores and farmers' markets. And there's no guarantee that these subsidies won't come back once lawmakers hammer out long-term agriculture policy, which they'll try to do in the coming months. But for now, at least, the cuts will make it harder for organic farms to stay in business. Rick Bowler has run an organic grain and cattle farm in Lebanon, Kansas for about 20 years. He says even experienced organic farmers count on farm bill funds.
We're dependent on whether we can get enough income from the farm and if there's any help or not. And how good the insurance levels are and everything else, just like conventional people are.
Without farm bill support, organic farmers have an even tougher row to hoe. And so do shoppers looking to buy organic food. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
That's it for Business Beat this week. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.